B-Pod Studios.
It's 503. Mike Pastelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic. We're on NBC Sports Philly. We are on 97.5 The Fanatic. And it is John Hodge Wednesday. So we roll into the 5 o'clock hour with four pairs of tickets to give away for the Black Keys. So if we get more than four correct answers in this hour, we will select them by random. But there are a lot of people here betting against four correct answers in the 5 o'clock hour.
Now, I'm betting for this against it for this reason. We got the first three in a row correct. Since then, that was in the
empty.
Since then, it's only been three in the better part of two full hours.
I still feel like the fruit thing's a little...
What?
It's so, like, subjective.
It's not. It's based on sales.
Sales.
Right, but one person's...
It's based on
one person's
sales.
Banana may be another person's orange. It's all
no,
like your perspective
about
on the fruit.
Majority of people that buy the certain fruit, so it's not subjective.
Like, no, I
like
get
the Ford F-150 is the best-selling car.
No.
That doesn't mean everyone likes the Ford F-150, but it's the number one selling car.
Right.
Just like the banana's the number one selling fruit.
Right, but I get it. But I'm saying I get that it's based on sales, but I'm saying for the callers, I think it might be, what if they really, really, like that guy,
listen,
top of his mind is an orange.
Let's get objective here, okay? Now, what do you think would be the second most popular fruit?
I mean,
what is American?
I have apple.
Oh, well, yeah. So what makes that hard? I just gave you the second fruit.
But I had orange as number three. Well, you said that's not even in the top five.
That's not even in the top four. You wouldn't choose an orange over the next fruit. You got it right. Apple. Logically, right?
I suppose.
Is the then most popular fruit? It's so easy. It wouldn't be orange.
Do you remember that joke? Knock, knock.
Aren't you glad
I
didn't say
banana?
Yes, I remember the joke. There are two more popular fruits than orange.
I'm very surprised.
People don't like the citrusy tang of an orange.
Orange is great.
It's okay.
It's all sticky.
What do they do? What is orange most known for?
Vitamin C.
They squeeze the damn thing in the juice. It's not like you're taking a chomp out of it.
No, adults and children alike love oranges.
No.
All the little Skippies have orange peels at their soccer games.
Not orange.
They're the oranges.
No, it's not. It's apple slices.
And they have the oranges.
They do have some oranges. That's old school. But since acid reflux came into the program, the orange has taken a dip in popularity.
I don't know.
And
I'm very
sticks.
Surprised that where the orange stands.
I'll make you happy. Orange is fifth. All right?
There are
two other fruits. You got apple two. Bananas one. There are two other fruits that are more popular you would go to first before the orange.
I can't wait to hear what they are because I don't know what they could be.
Okay, yes, you do. Let's go to Dave in Marlton. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Mike.
What's up, Dave?
Not much, man. First of all, Mike, Kai, and Nat, best afternoon listening ever, man. You guys just bring joy to my house, and thanks for all you do.
thank you very much, bro.
All right. Let's talk about the Phils.
Uh-huh.
There's a pitcher out there after the season. Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
Houston can't afford...
Neither can the Phillies, to be honest with you, because he's going to make the most money of any pitcher in baseball.
Hold on.
Yeah?
You there?
Yeah, we got you. Yeah, Garrett Cole is the number one choice if you're going to get a free agent pitcher. He's going to break the bank.
Well, they said they were going to spend stupid money.
Yeah, can they spend $40 million a year for 7 years for this pitcher?
Yeah, I don't know. Can they?
No, probably not. But can another team? Listen, the Phillies probably can't afford him if they want to go into this thing. He's going to want 7 years. Can they get him for 6 years? Maybe. I would certainly try to, because if you get him, you get an ace. It knocks Nola down to two, which then makes Arrieta your three, which makes Spencer Howard your four, and then you can get that Schlemiel, who has conned everybody into pitching well over the last quarter of the year, Eflin, to be your five.
Right. And then guess what? The stands are packed.
Yeah, I get it. I'm with you here. I just don't know if it's realistic that they're going to give 7 years to a pitcher who's probably going to get 7 years from somebody.
But who's going to go after him?
The Dodgers.
Yeah, but isn't the Dodgers payroll giant too?
What?
Isn't the Dodgers payroll giant too?
Yeah, but they're going to lose Ryu, so they mm-hmm. may have an opening to get a guy like Cole.
And then my other question,
mm-hmm.
the manager.
Yeah.
And you guys are talking about they're going to lose the GM possibly and then bring in
the manager? That's the theory because the decision has taken a long time. It's possibly he's pondering flushing the whole thing.
So what would he go after first?
I don't know.
The GM or the manager?
Probably the GM, who would choose his own manager.
And then we would lose the actual managers that are decent out there or older school.
Well, you never know. They might still be out there. If you hire Dave Dombrowski and you blow everybody out, maybe he would like to hire Buck Showalter or Girardi. Who knows? All right, man, let's play general knowledge. Baseball, 50 home runs in a season. All right, in 1998, the year that McGuire hit 70 and Sammy Sosa hit 66, two other players had 50 or more home runs. One of them had 56. He was a left-handed outfielder, left-handed center fielder, and the other was a right-handed power hitter who played for Milwaukee. Who were they?
Barry Bonds.
Where'd Barry Bonds play? I say, one was a center fielder, the other was a power-hitting outfielder who played for Milwaukee. Just give me one of them. Just give me one. I'll reduce it for quick sale. Left-handed hitting center fielder.
Left-handed hitting center fielder? Dude, I'm dying.
Oh, man. Ken Griffey Jr. is the easy one. The hard one, Greg Vaughn for the Brew Crew.
Was he on the Brewers?
Vaughn? Yeah, he hit 50 for the Brewers, didn't he?
Booney thinks he was on the Padres.
He was when he hit 50?
Booney's a baseball guy.
We'll check it out.
But it's no excuse not to get Griffey. He's the last true power-hitting center fielder that there was. There hasn't been any true power-hitting center fielder since him.
You'd be able to get that.
That's the one to get. You said one.
Yes, I said one. You give me one.
You got to get Griffey there.
All right, Greg Vaughn. Let's check it out here. 1998, I said?
Yeah.
1998, he did play at the pod. That Booney's tough, man. He played Milwaukee for first nine years of his career. And he did hit the 50 with the San Diego Padres.
Man, oh man.
51-19.
If I'm Griffey, I'm suing everybody.
Greg Vaughn had to be juicing.
That's why I'm Griffey, who was always hitting home runs. I'm suing McGuire. Because think about the love. He already is a revered player. But look how much more he's revered if all those guys weren't cheating.
Greg Vaughn, 50 and 119. Now, most he'd ever hit. His high to that point was 30.
Well, there you go. Him, Brady Anderson, a bunch of those cats. That's why Barry Bonds lost his mind and started juicing because he was like, look at these scrubs. I can hit more than that. He proved them right.
He played 3 years with the Padres, and that was the year he hit. And then they traded him to Cincinnati after that year because I guess they figured the hammer may be coming down. Chris in Redding. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up,
big
Chris?
Fan.
Thanks.
Not much. I wanted to talk about Gabe Kapler.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I was one of those guys that wrote in Klintak and McPhail.
Yeah.
And the problem is I just don't understand, like, I feel like, all right, Kapler, if all three of them, like, went, I would actually agree with. But the problem is I think probably Kapler would probably be the only one going. And I don't think we could blame Kapler for the bench. I mean, you have Rodriguez and Knapp. I mean, like, come on. Like, that's horrible. And
who selected those dudes for his squad?
Isn't that the general manager?
Really? You think that Gabe Kapler was the guy that wanted Sean Rodriguez on his team since he was a teammate of his? and he kept running them out there at every damn position. You think that was Klentak?
I mean, I don't know why they couldn't get rid of him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The manager endorsed Sean Rodriguez. If you're a manager, you go, get this guy out of my sight, Matt. Instead, he played him almost every damn day.
Yeah, and I think that was horrible. So, I mean, like,
yeah, that's a Kapler thing there.
All right. But, I mean, like, I'm a seasonal employee at one of the minor league teams, and mm-hmm. I just don't agree with the front office. All right. So, like, mm-hmm. I feel like those two should go at least. And then, like, I think maybe all of them go. I mean,
well, that may happen. The only thing, I was looking at it logically, thinking that Middleton wouldn't fire two guys that he just gave an extension to because that would make him look ridiculous. So the easiest thing you could do is Kapler. Now, maybe all three of them will go. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, because obviously I go to a bunch of games. You know, my buddy has season tickets, so I'm a diehard Phillies fan. So, I mean, like, I still went when they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that organization as a whole, like, I don't know, they really bothered me this year.
Yeah, I get you. I think a lot of people were bothered. All right, man, you want a general knowledge question?
I'm
going to
sure,
make it easy for you. It's fruit, all right? The top 20 fruits sold in the U.S. The number one fruit sold, 73%, banana. Number five was orange at 56%. The three in between, banana and orange, give me two of them.
All right, I would say grapes.
Grape is correct.
And I would probably go watermelon.
Watermelon is incorrect.
Oh, man.
We already said apple was two. I was going to give you a replay at that. Strawberry is number four.
By the way, I said that in here.
You did?
Yes, because Natalie was like, it's so hard.
See, you can't say that an orange would surpass a strawberry, Nat.
Okay, I agree with that.
Or the grape. Come on,
or
with the grape.
Grape.
The grape's a better fruit.
The grape, we're all kids.
I love grapes.
We snitched grapes.
You don't like grapes?
I don't love grapes, no. I'd rather have an orange over a grape.
There's like five different varieties of grapes. When we were kids, it was the green grape is all you could get.
Those were nice.
Now you get the seedless purple one.
The purple's a great grape.
Tremendous grape.
I mean, I don't know. I like oranges better than grapes.
You like oranges better than grapes.
I do.
You know what?
An orange is a commitment. You got to peel the thing. You got to get the slices out.
You rinse the grape.
The flavor is so much better.
I grab the bag. The bag has holes in it. I rinse it out. Rinse off the grapes. Start eating them. Just pop the grapes.
The grape
rinse.
The flavor of an orange is superior to the flavor of a grape.
No,
any
it's
kind of grape.
Not.
Yes, it is.
The grape is NBA worthy.
It is.
Pick and pop. Let's go, Taylor on a cell. Taylor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Taylor?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Taylor?
Hey, not too much. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, I think I'm going to go the other way here on the birds and the defensive situation here. I'm not saying that they're great players, but I know they got a couple guys on the injured list, you know, coming back in week 8, LeBlanc and Mills, and it's not the best, but as far as losing all of our assets to go after Ramsey, when we have a defense that we already need to rebuild and aging players, I think they should.
Well, you would rebuild it with a guy like Ramsey, wouldn't you? I mean, you're going to draft. Like, the 28th, let me ask you this, the 28th pick in the draft, which will be this year, and next year, which will probably be in the same vicinity. Do you get a Jalen Ramsey?
You don't.
Well, then what are you depleting?
Well, here's what I'm saying. If we keep those draft picks and we go after somebody else, who knows what you could get, even if they are down at 28. I'm saying for this year, maybe we should focus our attention on the defensive line, since that's where Jim Schwartz's defense starts.
Oh, listen, that's all well and good, except the best cornerback that's out there wants out. You know, I haven't heard of a defensive tackle who's disgruntled that you can get. So that's why we're focusing on Ramsey. He's the one who wants out.
I know. I'm just looking at the other side of the coin here, and
you can't make up availability on people. Like, it's one thing. It's one thing to say you want a defensive tackle. It's another. Well, who are you going to pry away from a team who's a good defensive tackle?
Well, somebody that's looking to, like, the Broncos, I'm just saying, like, a team like that.
Let's go to the Bengals. Let's go Geno Atkins from the Bengals, since they're not going anywhere.
Maybe or maybe the team we're going to face this week. The guy that they drafted, I mean, it's probably a long shot.
What do you think Geno Atkins is going to cost you? Peanuts?
Well, no, he's not going to cost you peanuts, but I'm just saying Jim Schwartz's defense starts with the defensive line.
Uh-huh.
And they're already down, you know, their top guy they got in the league. And, you know, I don't know what Timmy Jernigan's going to be like when he comes back, but, I mean, we're already depleted right there, too.
Yeah, listen, I hear what you're saying. It doesn't make as much sense as going out to get a corner. Because the guys that are coming back are mediocre, so they're not going to solve the problem either. A defensive tackle. Is a defensive tackle going to make those guys that much better?
I mean, probably. It's hard to say, but I'm just saying, the way Jim Schwartz's defense works, it starts up front, and we're already down a couple guys, and we're already aging on the left side with Graham and Fletcher isn't exactly 100%.
All right, let's just take a premier defensive tackle like Geno Atkins. It's going to cost you a lot, plus he makes a lot. So it's not as easy as you might think. If you're going to get a really good impact player, Rams is an impact player.
He is an impact player. I'm just trying to look at another way to try and...
I think you're a little bit afraid. You shouldn't be. You're afraid of losing draft picks. I don't understand it.
No.
The draft won't yield to Jalen Ramsey. Those picks that you give away won't yield to Jalen Ramsey. All right, man. It's time for general knowledge for you.
Yes, it is.
All right. This is general knowledge, U.S. general knowledge. Who have fought from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli?
I know it, but I don't know it. Cash me out.
Oh, no. It's a song. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. It's the U.S. Marines, man. Semper Fi, Nat.
Yes, I know Semper Fi.
Looks like the 10 is just unobtainable. We'll never get 10.
We're not giving away 10 today. So I thought that would be an easy one. Let's go to Bill in Northeast Philly. Bill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bill.
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
What's up, Bill? How you doing?
What are the odds that Kapler actually survives and they bring him back next year?
10%.
10%?
Yes.
What are the odds that McPhail survives?
I would say better than 50%. And here's
why.
What
does he actually do?
That's an interesting question because I don't think he does anything. However,
me either.
He looks good as a front man. He's a tweed jacket type of clean cut baseball guy, and he looks like the perfect front man for Middleton. So
he hasn't won since what, 93?
Yeah, but he's not hands on. So like Dave Montgomery wasn't hands on, but he was a front man for the organization. So Middleton looks at the guy with the tweed jacket and the velvet or the suede patches on the elbow jacket type of guy as a guy who makes the organization look good.
He makes them look good every time he talks. It's like I want to.
Yeah, well, he's a well-respected baseball guy who's really not having his hands in the mix, and he's more an executive than anything.
I mean, I get that aspect. Every time he talks in public, it's negative. Negative that.
Well, he's only talked once.
He's been around for years.
Yeah, I get it. I understand what you're talking about. So, I mean, I don't think he's going to go anywhere, to be honest with you. All right, man, your phone is really bugging out on me. You want a general knowledge question?
Sure.
All right, let's go with the job titles.
Okay.
Question. Let's see, my computer is now. All right, here it is. Oh, this thing has been, I've been wrestling with this thing all day. It won't pop up. All right, here we go. All right, I'm going to give you three people. You tell me what their profession is.
Okay.
All right, let's go with Douglas MacArthur, Hannibal, and Robert E. Lee.
General.
That's correct. There you go, Ty. Three left. We'll take a break. Coming down the home stretch. Will we give away three more? Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missanelli Show. The Fanatic.
Yeah. Thinking about blowing out the whole office? just one office. We shall see. This week, it's time to get the numbers on our final Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention, all landscapers. We're looking to repower zero turn or walk beyond mower. Moyer has the best sales around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Today's poll has 2,500 votes on it. Who do you want fired? 10% say Kapler, 18% say Kapler and Klentak, 72% say Kapler, Klentak, and McPhail.
All righty. You know, I was thinking, if I do run for president, one of the things that I would implement as one of my campaign proclamations would be to make beef jerky more affordable for the people.
Oh, I'm on board with that.
Aren't you on board?
Yes.
It is
totally
like,
on board.
You get the least bang for buck in the snack aisle with beef jerky. I just got this out of the vending machine.
Oh, I had earlier.
Jack Link's, because I want to feel my wild side.
Yeah.
Right? So I got the tender.
That's high in protein?
The tender bright.
Yeah.
Bites, yeah.
Low carb.
10 grams of protein.
Mm-hmm.
$1.50.
I know.
I got six nuggets.
I know. I had it earlier.
Six nuggets of beef jerky.
Felt the same way.
In beef jerky, it's like $7. The biggest bang for your buck is the sunflower seed. In the aisle.
Amen.
And this is outrageous.
I was a big seeder.
So I want to go for the important issues for America.
I think so,
and
too.
And I want to make this more affordable.
This is, you know.
What do you think?
I'm in.
All right. It's little things like that.
That's what
will make me a good president.
That's what separates the party of Mike from every other party.
That is correct.
Priorities.
Yes. Now, we're giving away three pair left tickets. General Knowledge, Black Keys, with Modest Mouse, Jesse Wilson. You know Jesse Wilson, Ty?
I don't.
Jesse is she's big pipe singer with, sounds like Aretha Franklin.
Really?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, I got a
yes. She was a backup singer for Alicia Keys for a lot of years.
Oh. Okay.
All right, let's see if we can give these tickets away. Jake in Harrisburg. Jake here on 97.5 Fanatic. Jake.
Hey, Mike. Nice to talk to you today.
What's up, Jake?
I need you to help me out with a little bit of a disagreement between me and my wife. With your divine expertise, I'm willing to swallow my pride a little bit if you don't agree with me and agree with her. But she wants to do a spur-of-the-moment trip to the Eagles game this weekend with our three-year-old daughter. And she wants to do cheap seats, and I don't think an Eagles game with cheap seats for a three-year-old girl is a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea completely, but to spend the money to sit in a better section down closer, which I think would be more realistic, I think is a little bit out of the question right now for that, the price-wise that a ticket would cost at this point for three seats.
Why does your wife think that would be a good idea?
She just wants to take the little girl for the first experience, and I think she's just a little too young for...
Yeah, she's not going to understand the experience at all, except, and you're going to have to probably put headphones on her. Because of the noise.
Exactly. I
would not think it was a good idea. If she was a little older, no problem. 3 years old, I would not think it's a good idea.
No, I was thinking more of like take her to Chickies and Pete's, dress her up in Eagles gear, and have a good time.
Yeah, I'm not even sure you would be able to, you know, I don't know if that's a good idea either. I would just, can you get a babysitter? Like the mom-in-law? You know, and then you go to the game with your wife?
She said in her head about taking her. That's the thing. And I said I don't. I think basketball, baseball, hockey, I'm 100% okay with.
I think she needs to trust your wisdom here. And there are things you're going to have to trust her wisdom on. And this is one, like, it's got to be a quid pro quo of some sort. So you need to convince her that you're the wiser one in this.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be playing her this podcast for her.
Oh, okay. All right. Would you like a general knowledge question?
Sure.
All right. Let's see if you can get some tickets here. Let's get to the general knowledge category, and let's go with this one. What technology has been responsible for the boom in U.S. oil production since 2008? In Pennsylvania, there's been a controversy over it.
Fracking?
Correct. Two left. Tyrone not happy. Tyrone Lattice, the root for failure.
That felt like a Google. Googly.
You did?
Because he had no clue. All of a sudden, fracking very clear. He could at least did a
I know, but that's like a loaded question to Google real quick.
Listen, my man gets the benefit of the doubt because he's got a task to out-talk his wife by bringing a three-year-old to an Eagles game.
Yeah, he's got
to
win that.
Come on, girl.
Yeah.
Carl and Chatsford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Carl.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Carl?
Hey, I'm just wondering, who's in charge of the draft in these Phillies pitchers and where we're getting the all these young arms that haven't panned out, like Pavetta and Velasquez, Eflin?
Well, they were acquired in trades. They weren't drafted players.
Right, but why are they getting them? I mean, and then...
Well,
Ben Lively's didn't pan out. He's not.
Well, they really didn't trade anybody to get those guys. So they were taking flyers on all of them.
Well, but we're trying to spend all this money on free agent pitchers. Can't we draft? Can't we find something?
Well, they've got two guys that they drafted are coming through their system, and one might be ready as recently as next year in Howard, and the other guy is Adonis Medina. So they do have two arms down there. They just don't have any players.
Right, and then how about this other guy? They had this pitcher of Sixto, and they traded him away.
Yeah, but
they got to be good?
Yeah, they got JT Realmuto for him though. You got to complain about that?
Not JT. You can't complain about him. I mean, he's the best guy.
Well, that's what I mean. So that was a good deal they made.
Sure, but I mean, we need pitching.
Yes, I understand that.
I mean,
they understand it. You know, when you look, let's look at Washington, for example. All right? They've got one drafted pitcher on that staff. The other two, one was a trade, one they bought. So it's not like everybody has all these homegrown pitchers.
Well, they got to be, somebody's drafted them. Where are they coming
from? Actually, they bought one of them. They drafted one of them, and they got one in a trade. Yeah, Washington. All right.
Right. But I'm saying,
you got to be savvy. You got to be able to trade somebody to get somebody. And the Phillies didn't have anybody to trade to get those guys that we're talking about. And they misguidedly thought they were better than they were.
So you don't put any of the blame on who's in charge of drafting?
I mean, of course I do. But they do have two guys that are going to be up here soon. That's more than I can say about the position players.
Right. And even some of these guys, they're getting like free agents. We're getting these free agents and they're hurt. Like Hunter can't play. Robertson.
They've had
money they spent on Arrieta.
They've had a lot of bad luck with pitchers.
Yeah.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question for a pair of tickets to the big concert?
I'll give it a shot.
All right. These are Major League Baseball 50 home runs in a season. All right. So let's go to the year 2001. There were four guys that had more than 50 home runs. In fact, two of them had more than 70 and more than 60. That was Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa. Two guys had more than 50. One of them was a left-handed hitted outfielder who played for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Who was he?
Arizona Diamondbacks.
The year they won the World Series. I believe it was that year. Yes. So Bonds had 73. Sosa had 64. This guy had 57. Arizona Diamondbacks, they won the World Series.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Val Tyrone. We didn't give them all away. What? Luis Gonzalez. No, if that wasn't a juice candidate, I don't know what was.
I did.
57.
I loved that team.
Yeah, they were good.
You had Randy Johnson. Sane Schilling.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked
that. Sane Schilling?
Yeah. Different version, different guy. Sane Schilling was something, though, on the mound.
Yes, he was.
Now he's...
What else did they have on that team? What was that starting lineup?
Craig Council was on that squad. I thought he was the starting second baseman on that squad. It was kind of a forgettable squad.
I can't even remember the starters of that team.
Yeah, me neither. Well, that's a fail. Maybe Booney real fast. Tyler Zuli's back there. He's a baseball guy.
All right, I'm going to look it up because I can't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mark Grace was on that squad. Yeah, yeah. He was like the team
Gracie?
Leader. Yeah. Matt Williams, yeah.
Oh, Matt Williams was the third baseman.
And Jay Bell was on that squad.
Oh, and you know who they had the closer, who their closer was until he went sour?
Oh, this Asian guy, right?
Yes. Byung-Hun Kim.
Yes, yes. And the Yankees knocked him around some in that World Series.
Yeah, he lost it.
Yeah.
He completely lost it in that series. And they had to, like, piecemeal it. Let's see. Miguel Batista was the starting pitcher on that team. Oh, my God. Greg Colbrin. Jack Hust. David DeLucci. How did LA win?
Pitching. Look at the top two pitchers they had.
They haven't hit us at all.
Yeah, but Schilling.
Except for Gonzalez.
Yeah, but they had Schilling and him start like every game. Remember, they started on short rest.
They had Steve Finley was their center fielder. That's right.
Well, he was a player.
Yeah, he was.
And was it Council at second base after all?
Council was the second baseman. Yeah, wow. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Sound Off is ahead on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
It's time for Sound Off. I mean, that Diamondbacks team, the council was like a utility player. Tony Womack. Was the starting second baseman. There I am. You had some wheels.
Yeah, kind of.
Reggie Sanders.
Liked him.
Was a power hitter in right field. I think Rod Barajas caught a lot of games that year for Shill and Randy Johnson.
Yeah, they looked up. They won 43 games combined.
As a starter. Yeah.
But those two.
They would have been hooked this day and age.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Sound Off 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that line, and we play the best. Here they are.
Mike, the Phillies better stop messing around with this manager search. You fire Kapler at ASAP, and you go out and get Maddox. Because if you look at the Vegas odds, the Angels and the Padres both have better odds of landing Joe Maddon than the Phillies do.
Well, what's that tell you? I mean, it tells you that the Angels have better odds of landing them. So what do you want to do? You overpay to get them? I guess you could do that, but... Yeah, I think he has an affection for the Angels, so I don't know if you're going to get him.
And I'm guessing Larry out there in Camp Wawa must be watching the Phillies games on the 12-inch Zenith with the rabbit ears on top of the 24-inch Zenith that don't work anymore. Because if he's complaining about Bryce Harper, you got me. I don't get it. I think it was money well spent.
You know, that was the lament early in the season when he was kind of scuffling. At the end of the year, you see what he did, and you see how hard he played and how he turned himself into a better defensive player. There can't be any complaints about him. Come on.
On this baseball net thing, we can all agree more safety is better than less safety, but it's not like there's an epidemic of injuries. The main reason MLB is putting up the nets is fear of lawsuits. Your brethren, the lawyers, are part of the problem.
The lawyers are part of the problem? Well, I mean, I know a lot of those lawsuits. They haven't won a lot of lawsuits of balls that are beyond the ordinary care of what a stadium. There was a standard of ordinary care. The ordinary care was the nets would be extended so far behind the plate. They're doing that now probably because they're trying to avoid lawsuits, but they're doing it also because people have been hurt and it's turned into national news, and that's not good PR.
The rumor I'm hearing is all the front office is going to stay, the manager is going to stay, and because they have to make a change, they're going to clean house with all the coaches.
No, they will change coaches, but they'll be in conjunction with also changing the manager. I think the one thing that you can 90% count on is that Kapler will go. Whether the other two go remain to be seen.
Mikey Miss, I need a ruling on a violation. It's 8 a.m. on 95. I'm traveling 3 miles an hour, as usual. But I look to my right, and there's a lady doing her makeup in the car with the mirror down. This has to be a violation.
If you're traveling 3 miles an hour, is it a violation?
I don't think so.
I've seen a lot of people do that when they're stuck in traffic jams.
I've done it.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting on 76 before I get here, I'll start the process.
I don't know how people commute in from 95 every day. I just don't understand that.
95's miserable.
It takes years off your life.
Yeah.
Well, what about the Pigeon fans who don't live in Philly, who live down south somewhere, or in another area that has football teams, which plenty of times they've called all of your shows, have no affiliation, don't have no relatives here, but like it because they drafted Wentz or they drafted Westbrook? You hypocrites never say nothing about that.
Well, because you don't know to understand the principle. We don't care. That doesn't matter. What we're talking about are people with Philadelphia brands who root for other teams in this area. If you're outside the territory, we welcome everybody in. Now, if I was a sports talk host in Dallas and some guy from Dallas called up and told me he was an Eagle fan, then I'd be ripping him. But since I do Philadelphia sports talk, you're missing the premise of the whole thing.
Look, there's nothing I like about Kapler professionally or personally, but he has one thing. He has a fire. He has a passion. You can't just put any of these decrepit, has-been, washed-up managers in there to run this team.
What is Dave beefing about now? Yesterday he was pro. I don't know. He spins my head. I told you that before.
He is pro Gabe again because he thinks he's better than all the other managers that are out there somehow.
He is. What? He's been ripping him all year.
He must have ran into him. Hung out with him.
All right. We got to crack Dave the next time he calls. Close it down, bro.
Of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Goodman, see you later.
All right, stay tuned. The Ron Jaworski Show is coming at you live at 6 o'clock from Valley Brook Country Club. On the TV side, stay tuned for Quick Slants on NBC Sports Philly. Have a great rest of the night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.